Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Wisdom Wednesday podcast with your host, Dr. Mary Seegers. And here it is, July the 5th, 2023. And you know the drill. Before we get started, I want to introduce my special guest today. Grab your coffee cup, orange juice, or your water, and join in on the conversation. I trust everyone had a safe and wonderful 4th of July holiday yesterday. And here we are talking about Independence Day. We're going to talk about how women supporting other women's businesses. And that's an independence for all of us, right? But before I get started in the conversation, let me introduce you to my special guest. She's a dear friend. She's a powerhouse in her own right. And Davida Quinn, welcome, my sister. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, Dr. Mary?
I am so glad we finally connected and you're on the podcast. So let me share a little bit more about this wonderful woman. Davida Quinn is a retired chemist. She's an author. She's very involved in Toastmaster. She's a motivator and an encourager and a global leader. She is the owner of Family Lifestyle Solutions, which is a consulting company that specializes in helping young girls and women to start businesses and teach them about the STEM careers. She's a mother to 5 and a grandmother of 10. She is very involved in her community and enjoys giving back to those in need. And I can say ditto, ditto, ditto. She's all of that at time 10, right? Why do you do what you do, Davida?
Nobody but God.
I know that's right.
Yes.
And I know we met back, was it in 2019, when we went on a women's business trip, and I just fell in love with her all from the very beginning. We went to Hong Kong together. We went to Bangkok, Thailand together. And what an experience, get to know her and her heart. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about your business, the lifestyle, what is it, lifestyle? Family Lifestyle Solutions, yes.
So Family Lifestyle Solutions is my give back. Once I retired as a chemist, I knew that I was going to give back to my community. What I did, I went back to school and I got another bachelor's degree to be able to teach. So I got an education right in lifestyles, because that's what it is in our lives. We have these different lifestyles across our paths, and we have to be able to know how to get through them. Mm-hmm. So in this degree, I learned so many valuable things that I'm able to give back right now. This is my give back season. God's poured into me. Now I'm pouring into everyone that I know about lifestyle living, how to live, how to budget, how to mentor, how to counsel, how to get through to your next phase in your life. That's important. Day-to-day things. Now, some people don't know how to budget. I teach you that. Family lifestyle is just that. Family is so important. I love your family. I see you and your family all the time, Dr. Mary. Family is so important. That lifestyle, how you live, how you move, your being, everything is so important. And we must teach it. We must give it back to those young and old that need our help. So Family Lifestyle Solutions, is your solution. All you have to do is call me, let me know what you need, and guess what? Your girl got you.
I love that. If more people could see that vision and then implement that thing, life would be so much better, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And, you know, this month I decided to talk about women supporting women. You know, it's such a taboo that women can't get along with one another. And I want to dispel that myth, because I know, yes, when I first met you, if I needed something, I think we were traveling and I was short on something, you came through. I mean, it's just that's how we needed to learn how to support one another, not talk about one another, but lift up and encourage one another. Yes. I'll never forget, Davida. Because that's where your heart was, yeah, and it still is like that. Well, let's talk about what's the value in other women helping other business women, and why we need to do more of that. Can you share your thoughts about that?
Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. Women, mm-hmm, we make up majority of this world. That's right. Who rules the world? We do. Who rules the world? We do. Women, we rule the world. We rule the world. We rule the world because we love. We have that heart. God gave us that heart to love, that pureness. So what we have to do as sisters in a sisterhood, I call women sisters. Why? Because you and I, women, all of us worldwide, yes, you watching Facebook, you're watching on Instagram, you're watching from wherever you're watching, you are my sister. I am my sister's keeper.
Yes.
You and I together, we rule the world. We make the world turn.
Come on.
We are the mothers. We are the aunts. There is no world without the mother. Our mother that started in Africa, she made the world.
Yes.
So the birth that we give as women, mm-hmm, not just a natural birth, a, yes, physical and spiritual birth that God has given each of us, yes, we are to take that and we are to shed it and we are to grow other women. We are to give it. We are to give it. God didn't give it to us. It's mine. No. Open up, mm-hmm, give it away, share it with your sisters, mm-hmm, build your sisters. We lift as we climb. Mm-hmm. That's one of the mottos of the National Organization of Colored Women's Club. Mm-hmm. We lift as we climb. Yeah. When I see you and you're down there, I'm like, come on, sister. Come on. Look, you may be above me when it's over with.
Right.
You may be above me, and that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. You may need to step on my shoulders to grow. Yeah. You may need that. Come on, let's go. Because if you're up there, guess what? I'm coming up there. If you're up there already, listen, I'm coming.
That's right.
Don't leave me. Let's grow together, sisters. Let's grow together. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That's it.
Let's grow together. I'm not leaving you behind, and you're not leaving me behind.
That's right.
We're growing together.
Yes. And I love how I was doing a little research, how our counterpart, the men, they'll do that to help one another, you know, but we need to do more of that sisterhood. I know a dear friend of mine said it like this: there's no hood like a sisterhood. It's true. Because
that's it right there, honey.
I know. Yes, I told her I'm going to steal that one because I love it. But it's true. You know, we need, yeah, to learn how to get the pettiness out of the way and to get all that, yeah, stuff that doesn't matter out the way and be able to, yeah, strengthen and grow with one another. You know, before,
yes,
on, I said, what is it, 7.9 billion people in the world? There's enough for everybody. You know, it's not about, yeah, competition. It's about collaboration. You want to talk,
yes,
about collaboration a little bit, if you don't mind?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So as we collaborate together, Dr. Mary, she is a doctor. I just got my little bachelor's degree over here, right? You may say, well, I don't have any degree. That's okay. You may say, I need to get my GED. I'm 50 years old. guess what? Your 50 years of knowledge equals a master's and a doctor's degree on any given day. You're very much needed. You're very much accepted. Mm-hmm. So in this collaboration, it's like sort of like the things I have on my desk. Uh-huh. I got a lot of stuff on my desk, right? We work together. We build. We come together. And as it comes together, it builds. It helps us all. Mm-hmm. If you take the pieces away in collaboration and you think that you can do it by yourself, you're the lone man on the pole. I got this. I don't need nobody, baby. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. You need somebody.
That's right.
First of all, you need God. Amen. You need Jesus. Amen.
Come on.
Once you have that source in your life, no matter where you at, no matter what culture you're at, you have to have that relationship. And when you do, he'll give you those sisters. He'll give you those mentors. He'll give you those to collaborate with to build your business, to build your foundation, to build the life that he wants you to have. Do you not have a focus or a vision? Are you that standalone man? You don't have to be. We're here to help you, to help build your life, your career, to start you. If you say, I have nothing, guess what? It's not true. You have everything. If you're watching this podcast today, you have life. You woke up this morning, God gave you life. That's your first step right there. Now he gave you the breath. He gave you the activities of your limbs. If you're watching us, you got some type of device. You're blessed.
Yes.
So now it's time to start networking. I talked about this in Toastmasters about 3 weeks ago. Nonprofits and networking. You must network. You're not a lone woman or man. You have to find other people to intertwine with, to build your foundation, to build your life, to build your business. You have to have someone to be able to mentor and counsel you.
Yes.
And that's what we do, Dr. Mary. We build and we counsel one another. Yes. We stand together. We're with you worldwide. We standing with you. If you need something for Dr. Mary, she's right here. You need something for Mr. Vita, I'm right here. Whatever you need, your people got you.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus got you. He answers prayers every day.
Every day, every hour.
Every day.
I know. And you know, I like that because we're not an island to ourselves. You know, I need you.
No.
I've said that repeatedly so on my podcast, and it's true. You know, if God wanted us to be an island by himself, he would have stopped just when he created Adam. But he said it's not good for man to be alone. So we need one another. What I'm lacking, you may have the strength in. And that's there. What you're strong in, I may have your, you know, what you're weak in. And that's going to bring unity and power, you know. We come. So when I think about that, it's better as a whole to come together. I love how you did that demonstration about the pieces. You know, we all need to be together because we all bring different strengths and different gifts and different qualities about ourselves that will make it all better if we were all, if we weren't alone.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, I tell you. You know, it's so funny because when I did a little research about women supporting women, I came up with some thoughts that they said, and let's talk about that. Let's learn how to celebrate the other person's success. I know when I saw you on Facebook, Davida, and you were talking about Toastmaster. I used to be on Toastmaster years ago, and you were talking about, that's the one you were talking about, networking. And I said, I'm tapping into that because I need to know. Networking doesn't mean just passing out business cards. This is what I do, but learning what I can do for others, what they could do for me. So, I mean, we've got to learn how to celebrate somebody else's. And you gave a phenomenal speech that day, too, that was great with your PowerPoint illustrations and all of that. So isn't it important to celebrate another person's success and to encourage them to go on?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's how we get validation.
Yeah.
You may think, oh, I'm just pat myself on the back. Oh, I did that. No. Let me celebrate you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for my sister. Lord, I pray and I lift my sister up. Lord, look at her. She's doing it. And I'm liking. I'm hitting the like buttons. I'm hitting the emoji. I'm celebrating you. Not just, on a phone call, sister, you did great work. No, I'm telling the world that I celebrate you. That means something when you hit the like button, when you hit the thumbs up, when you follow my page, when you follow doctor, that's validation. That says I'm with you. I hear you. I love you. I'm with you. That all matters. People love to be celebrated. Why do you think God gave us a birthday? So we could be celebrated.
Yes.
That's why he knew the importance of that. When a kid wakes up on their birthday, they're like, Mom, it's my birthday. What you get me? And you'd be like, gone on in there, boy, it's just another day.
I know.
But when you wake up and you're like, it's my birthday. And your spouse or your kids, they give you breakfast in bed. And you're like, oh, it's my birthday. You know, you get all fancy on Facebook and you're like, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. Here, drop my Cash App. Here, my PayPal. You know, everybody wants to be celebrated.
Yes.
It makes the heart feel good. It makes everything feel good when you're loved.
Yes.
You have to have that.
You have to have it.
And you have to have that.
You have to have it, you know.
Yes.
And don't be selfish, you know, because if your turn is coming around and we celebrate you today, and then several years later or several months later, you can celebrate me. So we have to learn how to be happy for other people, you know.
Yes. That's right.
I know we were celebrating, we were in Hong Kong. I mean, it seemed like we got to go back to Hong Kong, Navita.
It was beautiful, you all. If you all have never been to Hong Kong, you have to go. It's an island, you all. It's an island. It's totally wrapped around water.
Yes.
It's beautiful. And the food, oh my God.
It was superb. It absolutely was.
It was so much food.
And one thing I can say about Davida, and that's what I like about women supporting women. She had a connection, even in Hong Kong, because she was connected with Toastmaster, right, Davida?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? I mean, we had a beautiful hotel. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And so she was able to connect us with someone through her Toastmaster connection. And we were able to go to some kind of special place we went to, remember?
Yeah.
And had dinner. I mean, it was a dream come true. It really was. And
yes.
That's about having connection. I like to connect people with people as well.
Yes.
We had the connection that day.
We had a 15 course meal, you all? Yeah. Something like that. It was so much food.
It was. Authentic.
And that's the connections.
Yes.
How many people that's listening worldwide, how many connections do you have? How are you building and collaborating with your friends, with your sisterhood, even with your manhood? Maybe you have a business that surrounds men. Mm-hmm. How are you connecting? Are you a collaborator? Mm-hmm. Are you doing this? Are you building that bridge? Once you build a bridge, you can always use it. You can always use the bridge. Never burn a bridge. Never tear it down. Right. Always build it. Keep it built. Stay positive. Yes. Stay up. Stay energized.
Yes.
Stay loving. Stay giving. And your bridge would always stay strong. When you build, that can't get that loose. Right? Because I'm holding it strong. When you build that big bridge of collaboration, when you are not stingy or jealous, everything just flourishes. Your world opens up. It opens up wide for you.
Absolutely.
So build, collaborate, love, honor, reverence, give back. It makes the world go round. People say money makes the world go round. No. We make the world go round. We collaborate. We love. We move in the different processes and different areas we're at. Who rule the world? We rule the world. We rule the world. We make it happen.
Yeah.
You want something to happen, you got to make it happen. So that's our encouragement to you, isn't it, Dr. Mary?
Yes, it is. I mean, you said it. That's powerful. And that is so true, Davida. We think of that every day of our lives. I love, it's almost like that reciprocity principle, give and it shall be given back and given
yes,
back.
Yes.
But if you holding tight, yes. selfish and scared and stingy, it's not going to happen. But allow yourself to give back. You know, mentioning back, during the pandemic, I think you were, I remember listening to you on social media, you were giving back then. Can you share some of the things you were giving back to your community and how that blessed you and blessed others, Davida?
Yeah, so during the pandemic, you all, we were food starving. Mm-hmm. And you might have not been in that place, but here in this place in Jackson and other places, when I say we, I'm talking about everyday people that you pass through the grocery store, that you see on your job. We do not grow any of our own food. We wait for people to ship food into this country. And then we wait to go to the store to get it off the shelves, where the shelves were empty. Mm. People were waiting in line. The people were grabbing it all up. We had no food, even sometimes to feed our babies. So one of my friends, Selena Taylor, and I love her, her vision started in her living room with giving back Parsha to Girls. And she said, would you help me? I said, yes. So Parsha to Girls bloomed into this organization, nonprofit, that we were able to feed the babies, give them diapers. We were able to make sure people had everything they needed through COVID. Yeah. We would make sure knocking on doors, dropping packages, people who had COVID passing out medication, passing out COVID kits, passing out thermometers, clothes, basic needs. You wouldn't believe basic needs is something that you may take for granted, but everybody don't have basic needs, even today. Mm. Even today, Parsha to Girls, we still have a monthly giveaway where it's 200 people standing in line that still need those things. So when you think about giving back, when you're thinking about your community and the things that need to be done, if there's something that you can do, please lend a hand. Lend a hand to give back, to help. Because the pandemic,
can't hear you, Davida.
Focus on them, but don't do this.
I know.
I'm sorry, my screen went off, but just continue to give back. Yeah. That's what we have to do, is continue to give back.
That's right.
More and more and more. And that's what we continue to do here in Jackson.
Yes. That's powerful.
It's giving back.
Yes. And I just...
It's giving back 100%.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when we give that helping hand and giving back, it just doesn't stop there. It'll just keep going like a domino effect. Somebody else will help somebody else, like paying it forward, just paying it forward. And that's how we can do with business, women businesses. You know, if you see that your sister, who may be in the same arena of business that you are in, don't hate on her or don't despise her. You know, maybe if you have a client that's not going to fit you, refer them to that person. You know, do referrals to, you know, this person and I not fit for one another as a coach. I'm not a good coach for you, but I know someone else is doing the same thing. I'm going to refer you to my friend. And I tell you,
yes, exactly.
You know, that's going to help not only her business, it's going to help my business as well. So we got to think.
For sure.
And stop thinking it's a me, my more, you know, and think about the other person and giving back. It's a payoff that you, it's a return that you can't even imagine, right? It's wonderful. And then sharing knowledge.
Exactly.
You got to share knowledge with one another and do referrals. I mean, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. That's what the Bible says. So I don't have things that only I can do. With my personality, maybe people are gravitated towards, you know, but someone that may fit better with you, then they need to come to you. I will refer them to you. You see what I'm saying? We just got to learn how to not think as all yes. yourself, you know?
That's it.
I know. And then learning how to invest in another person's business. Now that I know more about your business, David, if there's anything that I can do, how can people help your business? I mean, it's not confined just to Jackson, Michigan area. It's nationwide, right?
Yes, definitely. People can always, always pray. We're always looking for prayer. We're always looking for some way to give back and for others to help. And we have a Facebook page.
Yes.
Family Lifestyle Solutions partners with Partial to Girls. And we have a Facebook page. And you can find us there. You can always help us and give back, donate. Mm-hmm. All those things make a difference. Everything that we do, we work together for the good, for Christ, who gives us everything. Yes. And as to he gives it to us, and you give to us, and we share, we give back.
Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And even in the business world, in the church world, in the personal world, you know, we have to do that. And if we started in all those areas, it'll be a better world because of that. You know, I do believe that. We got to learn how to
support.
And when I mean support, speaking highly of another person or business and however you can help that business to be successful, that's how we support one another, you know.
Definitely.
Yes. So it's just a way of thinking that we should be thinking in. That's how the Bible tells us we should be thinking. You know, it's nothing new, you know, something we should be doing. And the more we do it, the easier it gets for us to do it, you know?
Yes.
Yes. So how can people reach out to you, Davida? I was just going to try to give you some last words of encouragement. Sorry about that. And then how can people reach out to you and connect with you and build a collaboration with you? And so share your information if you don't mind.
Well, I am on Facebook, Davida Quinn, and I have a website, familylifestylesolutions.com, that you can visit my website, like it, share it. You can reach me by phone, 989-493-2470. And it would be wonderful to connect with you, talk with you. If you have anything that you need, anything you'd like to share, I'm always available. Always. I tell people I think I work 24 hours a day.
You do.
It doesn't matter. You know, we're just here to help and do the things that we have to do.
Yes. And if you want to be encouraged and uplifted, she is excellent. And that's her.
For sure.
Yeah, sure. You think you're down. And by the time you get through talking to Davida, you're going to be lifted up somewhere in the sky high, you know, because that's she's just that type of person. She's a motivator. She's an encourager. And she's a blessing. So I just thank you for your time, for sharing with us, Davida.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So with that, I'll just say, until next time, on the third Wednesday of this month, I think it's the 17th, we'll have another guest on just talking about supporting women. And again, I want to thank our guest today, the powerhouse Davida Quinn, and have a blessed day. And we'll see you next time, everyone.
Bye. All right. Thank you all. Bye.
Have a great